Good afternoon, beloved. At least it's the afternoon when I am recording this. I have actually no idea when you'll actually listen to it. But nevertheless, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It would seem that given the COVID-19 pandemic and the need for us to social distance, this is about as close to one another as we can expect to be, at least for the time being. So because of that, I wanted to put out some content, a couple of audio recordings. I'm thinking at this point probably two or so a week. And these recordings, they are meant to encourage you. That is my desire in this time of separation, for you and I to be encouraged, to be spurred on toward love and good works in this time of uncertainty. As I've thought about what this will all look like, my aim is to spend each recording really focusing on a particular theme or topic, and briefly then looking at a passage of scripture or two, and then hopefully throughout all of it to, again, encourage you. I'm calling this little series that we are doing B, that is the letter B and the letter E, B. This is our inaugural address, so I want to start this series by encouraging you to be honest. To be honest. When it comes to being honest, here's what I mean. This is not good. What we are doing right now, this is not good. This is not church. You hearing my voice through your device while you are all cooped up in your living room and me in my office, this is not church. This is not the ordinary means of grace that Jesus Christ has ordained for the upbuilding of our faith. And just very quickly, spoiler alert, the reason is we are not together. We are not hearing the Word of God together. We are not singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs together. We are not confessing our sins together or hearing the assurance of the gospel together. We are not praying together or sitting under the preaching of God's word together or partaking of the sacrament together. Bottom line, we are not together. And we should be honest about this. This is tragic. We shouldn't pretend that it isn't. It is not good that we are not together. Now, I keep using that word together because it is actually a wonderful biblical word, one that captures a reality that we see throughout sacred scripture. So whether we are talking about Adam in the garden or Israel in the old covenant or the church in the new covenant, we have been created to be in community with one another. We've been called to love and to serve and to worship the triune Lord together. To drive this point home, let me draw your attention to a familiar passage of Scripture, one that perhaps resonates more than ever with us because we are not together. That passage? Acts 2:42. There we read, speaking of the early disciples of Christ, and they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. What were the early followers of Christ devoted to? What marked them out? What characterized them? Well, they were devoted to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking bread, and the prayers. And of course, what we learn from the rest of the book of Acts and the New Testament is that all that stuff is stuff that disciples of Christ do together. Right? This whole thing, it is intended to be a corporate, a communal, a covenantal enterprise. A voyage that ought not to be embarked upon alone. Psalm 84 marvelously strikes this same note. Now, of course, let me be quick to say Psalm 84 is directly speaking of the Old Covenant member and his or her longing to go to Jerusalem, to the temple of God, with the rest of the people of God, so that they could all worship God there together. But there is no doubt application for us. Just listen to a couple of verses from Psalm 84. Psalm 84, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Even the sparrow finds a home and the swallow a nest for herself where she may lay her young at your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house, ever singing your praise. And then, of course, the psalmist goes on, and we hear that familiar passage. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. Now, I don't know about you, beloved, but that is surely my longing. I pray it's yours. I trust it's yours. Our souls long, yes, faint for the courts of our Lord. We so desire to gather together at the Lord's house that we might with one voice exalt His name. That is, I hope, the longing of your soul. But right now, we are hindered from doing that. So let's be honest. Just as it is not good for man to be alone, neither is it good for us to not be together. And so while there are no doubt countless good things that the Lord is doing and will do through this time of social distancing, it is my prayer that one of them will be that when we do finally meet together again, we will see the grace that it is. We will no longer take corporate worship for granted. We will have fresh eyes to see the joy and the blessing and the good that it is for God's covenant people to meet together on His appointed day to receive His gifts of grace that He lavishly pours out upon us in His gospel. Until then, brothers and sisters, know that your pastors are praying for you. We love you and we miss you. And we will do our best to shepherd you during these times. If you need anything, please do not even for a moment hesitate. We are here for you. And we'll look forward, Lord willing, to the near future when we can assemble together again at the Lord's house to worship Him. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you.